superintendent's items list. I wanted to make a short discussion or actually speak about the student letters that were written to the governor. I'm sure everyone is aware at this point, we've sent out a robocall, we've put something on the district's website. And I feel, you know, I should probably apologize. Of all of the recommendations and suggestions that parents have made, when it came to my attention that it would be a good idea to do a letter writing campaign, I thought that was a fantastic idea. Funny thing about hindsight, there were probably five parents that contacted me that felt that they would like to, you know, have their child's letter withdrawn. It was never any intent on my part to leverage, you know, children to be political pawns in a game. I was specifically focused on trying to call attention to the faces behind the data. And that was purely, I think, the focus of the letter writing campaign. We did put out a robocall, we did have something on the website, and I said that if, you know, people wanted to let me know by a certain date, and I will, you know, extend that through the end of the day tomorrow, I will pull aside those letters. I've made arrangements so that the five parents that are concerned can pick them up, or however they want to do, if they want it mailed to them, if they, you know, want it destroyed. But if anyone else feels, you know, about, you know, differently about that, once again, through the end of the day tomorrow, then I do intend to send those out. But this was a very good learning experience for me, and I will certainly not just take things at face value, and I'm certainly going, I actually put a piece of paper on my desk that says, ask the teachers, ask the parents. So I will make sure not to make such an error again.